A hand clamped over Lenny's mouth. A voice whispered harshly,
"Len, wake up."
She opened her eyes.
"We fell asleep. Someone's here."
Lenny gasped into Matthew's palm. Outside, she heard a truck engine, heard the rattle of the metal bed on the axle as the truck rolled over the ground. "Oh my God," Lenny said. She scrambled over Matthew, snatched up some clothes, and dressed quickly. She was almost to the railing when she heard the door open. Dad walked in, stopped, looked down. He was standing on the wet heap of her dress.
"Shit."
She launched herself over the side of the railing and half climbed, half slid down the loft ladder. Dad bent down for her soggy dress, lifted it up. Water dripped from the eyelet hem.
I got caught in that squall," Lenny said.
Her heartbeat was so hard, she was breathless, dizzy. She glanced around for anything that might give them away and saw Matthew's boots. She let out a little cry. The rack to Dad's left was full of guns, the shelf beneath them layered with boxes of ammunition. He barely had to turn, reach out, and he'd be armed. Lenny rushed over and grabbed her soaking wet dress. Mama frowned. Her gaze followed Lenny's, landed on the boots. Her eyes widened. She looked at Lenny and then at the loft. Her face went pale.
"Why'd you wear your good dress?" Dad asked.
Girls are funny that way, Ernt, Mama said, sidling sideways, blocking Dad's view of the boots. Dad looked around. His nostrils flared. Lenny was reminded of a predator on the scent.
"Something smells different in here."
Lenny hung her dress up on a hook by the door. "It's the picnic I packed for us," Lenny said. I wanted to surprise you." A creak from upstairs. Dad frowned, stared up at the loft, headed toward the ladder.
"Sit still, Matthew."
Dad touched the loft ladder, looked up, frowned. Lenny saw him lift a foot, place it on the bottom rung. Mama bent down, picked up Matthew's boots, and dropped them in the big cardboard boot box by the door. She did it in a gliding, single motion, and then slipped in beside Dad. She said,
"Let's show Lenny the snow machine,"
loud enough for Matthew to hear.
"It's parked out over by the goat pen."
Dad let go of the loft ladder and turned to them. There was a strange look in his eyes. Did he suspect?
"Sure. Come on."